This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First place Obama visited internationally once he was officially president was Cairo, where he gave a speech basically praising more radical tenets of Islam and enthralling much of the Muslim world because he spoke better than top imams. And it's taken me a while to figure out exactly what's going on here in its full scope, but we now have a deep analysis of it. We're going to go over that today. What does it mean that he went to this mosque in Baltimore and then spoke out against basically extremism? And he's always constantly criticizing Christians and, quote, Christian extremism on days like Easter and more. What is the whole point here? We're going to break that down coming up. And also, Joe Biggs is coming in right after the first break. Associated Press, the police are now reporting they have the witnesses. It's confirmed that the attackers that came in and struck, of course, and shot up the nightclub were embedded with, quote, immigrants. We always knew that, but the media lied about it. Now they're claiming there's a whole bunch of them embedded. But first, here's a key report with Jakari Jackson on college kids and their worship of the burn.
Last night, we saw the result of the Iowa caucus, where Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Marco Rubio came in first, second, and third, respectively. On the Democratic side, we saw Mrs. Clinton have a very narrow, and many people say debated, victory over Bernie Sanders. So we're here at the University of Texas. We're going to find out which of the candidates are best for the people here. Hey, how you doing, sir? Ask people who their favorite presidential candidate is.
Bernie Sanders. Right now?
Yeah.
Probably go with Hillary Clinton or Rubio. Someone.
Clinton or Rubio. Any particular reasons why?
I want someone more towards the center.
Bernie Sanders, for sure, probably.
Okay, so you're feeling the burn. Any particular reason?
Probably as a student, all of his policies about tuition-free college. I don't know if it'll be possible, but it works for me.
Who would pay for the free tuition?
Hopefully the rich people of America.
How's he going to pay for all the free stuff that he's suggesting he's going to give?
I think, you know, he's going to try to, like, you know, obviously, you know, use tax money to pay for it.
Not Donald Trump.
Not Donald Trump. Why not the Donald?
I just think he's, like, not as involved in politics as he should be in order to be our president. I feel like he's too business-minded.
Bernie Sanders.
Any particular reason?
No, I don't really follow politics, really. I just
he's really dumb.
Just don't like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Free.
How you doing, miss? We're asking people who their favorite presidential candidate is.
Brains.
Hillary.
Hillary?
Yeah.
Any particular reasons?
She's a female, and everyone else, I don't know.
She's a female.
Not that I'm for. I feel out of all the ones that are candidates right now, like, she would
girl
be
power,
the most for me, but not ideal.
Activist.
Is there any particular policy that you like about her?
No, I guess just that she's a Democrat. I guess that'd be the only.
Democrat.
Why not Bernie if she's a Democrat?
No, because she's female, so.
Sorry. You know how to wipe her butt.
But that's why.
Anything in particular with Bernie?
Well, I mean, this clear issue of the 1% and the authority of the rich become richer and not necessarily having a better distribution of wealth in the country. I think that's a very good conversation to have.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my understanding of what you're saying here is that you are supporting Bernie Sanders and his wealth redistribution?
No. Well, yes, I am, yeah.
Why do you like Bernie?
He just seems like a good guy. You know, he's a socialist, I believe, and I believe in what he stands for. We had a referendum last year, I don't know if you're aware of it, where Scotland had the opportunity to break free from the United Kingdom.
Yes.
And I was very much in favor of that because we wanted a socialist government.
Let me ask you this. Let's say 20 years from now, you have that UT education, you have your big career and whatever, and you're doing good, would you be okay paying for somebody else's tuition at that point?
Absolutely. I think it's for the responsibility of the upper class of America to take care of the lower class.
Well, there you have it. The majority of the people we've talked to in the short time we've been here at the University of Texas support the Democrat socialist, Bernie Sanders. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
By the way, that report is so scary. I'm going to play that again with Biggs' report because these people are idiots.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war. You fly.
Metropolis has nothing on this.
Joe Biggs, my friend, is standing by right now to break down the latest that's in the Associated Press. Paris attacks leader said he entered France in group of 90. Now, we're going to get back to this in a moment, and it ties into a new report. German police arrest three Islamist terrorists during raids at buildings, including asylum seeker centers, after tip-off of planned severe acts of terrorism. They already covered up, of course, the plan to blow up a soccer stadium, football stadium. This is new breaking today. And why is this important? We know at least six of the original nine that they were able to get and kill were asylum seekers that came in through Greece and Italy. That was in the news days after, confirmed their names, photos taken by the Italians and by the Greek police before they were sent on into Europe. We're going to do a whole report detailing this in the nightly news tonight, but we're going to go over it right now as well. Got a big show lined up, but we're going to start with this right now. Then we learned that there were dozens and dozens of others all over France, in Belgium. I sent Joe Biggs and the crew over there. They would go to areas of Belgium and Paris where they would go 5-6 miles in any direction, and no one would let them in a convenience store, in a restaurant, on the street. Men would run out and say, get out of here, you know, infidels, screaming. Joe Biggs said it was crazier than being in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, it was get out of here. But, of course, they tell you that there are no no-go zones in Europe, but we have endless footage. We just played some yesterday of people being beaten up in England for being English and driving through the city. What are you doing here, you Brit? Ah, he hit you. I mean, this is what's going on. And then we have the Democrats and the socialists in Europe and here in the U.S. just saying, bring in unlimited. They're not bringing them in from Jordan. They're not bringing them in from other countries that are Middle Eastern that are more pro-Western. They're bringing them in from the most radical areas, and they're Wahhabist. And you can type in, King of Jordan says the public is ready to revolt over asylum seekers. They've only taken 5,000. And Jordan, which is Muslim predominantly, is ready to revolt. They're the type of Muslims that let their daughters actually go to school and let them out of the house, you know. Kind of like you let your cat out, you know, to go out at night or whatever. Well, I mean, they let their daughters out. They treat them a lot better. That's why, of course, the feminists, the liberals hate them and say they're not taking enough in. Saudi Arabia, that keeps women as actual slaves, hasn't taken one asylum seeker. So that's some of the background news on all this, setting the table for Obama hid Jesus at Catholic University. They actually hid it for his speech, hung a drape over it, but allows Allah to be widely displayed during Islamic Center speech right behind him. In fact, they added it for the speech. And remember when the Iranian Ayatollah visited 2 weeks ago to Italy, all over the path he drove and the buildings he visited, they covered Roman statues, breast, and genitals. So the message under political correctness is bend over completely backwards for anything Islamic. Listen, I'm the guy that was against the Iraq war. I was against it all from day one. I don't want to have a clash of civilizations. But the clash is now here, and we know the angle of it. Bring it in and make the West give up its free speech to pacify the Muslims. I'm not doing it ever. And people are like, whoa, he is like the last few years on fire against Islam. Islam, you can debate where it came from, what it stands for, what it does. It's been taken over by radicals. Even Louis Faircon agreed with me on that a month ago in an interview. He said it's a failed religion. Boy, when the radical Muslims don't have Louis Faircon anymore, they're not doing too good, are they? I mean, that's how crazy this is, ladies and gentlemen. And there have been some good periods in Islam where it was actually a force of good. I mean, I've had historians on about that, about a 200-year period. But it did invade Europe before. The Crusades were a response to that. And I'm sick of hearing that the West must capitulate to Islam, and then Islam combines forces with radical socialists, communists, and others who are promoting it to be their foot soldiers in the takeover. So to detail this, remember, all the news reports, all the newscasts going, these were Parisians, these were French that did this. There wasn't one person at the nightclub attack that killed all those people last year. There wasn't one person that wasn't French. That way they could say they weren't even Muslims, kind of like San Bernardino was workplace violence. Yeah, so was Pearl Harbor. So was 9/11, I guess. And, of course, it turned out it was a jihad plan trained in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. So not one Paris attacker, there it is, has been identified as a Syrian refugee. See, that's the headline. They ran that sucker. I've got it on screen everywhere. And we were like day one going, wait a minute. The Italian government? The Greek government? There it is, London Independent. Paris attacks. 8 terrorist suspects named. Not the folks that were killed, but just who they named. So far, not refugees, so far, are not refugees, have no EU passports. What? And that was a deliberate demonization campaign of anybody reporting the facts. It was a deliberate disinformation campaign to steer people away. It was known day one. So I sent Joe Biggs and crew over there to witness what was really going on in Paris, but also across the border in Brussels, Belgium. And it was a three-ring circus. And we knew immediately that they were infiltrating in asylum seekers. Now, how do we know that? Because we're crack reporters, or because I even sent folks over to France? No. 9 months before the attacks last December, remember there were a bunch of attacks in Europe, not just the one in Paris. There were more than 15 attacks total in France alone that month. They got swept under the rug, bombings, burnings, shootings. Only the big event got attention. Remember what happened? It was in the Associated Press. It was in Reuters. It was all over the news at the time. ISIS pledges to send 500,000 refugees to Europe as part of invasion plan and promise to implant terrorists within it. You can pull those headlines up. Just type in ISIS promised 500,000 migrant wave. And I guess they quadrupled down because millions came in, more than 2 million last year, not 500,000. There it is, Daily Mail. ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as a psychological weapon and chilling echo of Gaddafi's prophecy that the Mediterranean will become a sea of chaos. And that was from February 2015, as I just said, 9 months before the attacks. Now, my memory served correctly right there. And it does about 95% of the time. That's why I just say stuff and they check it. As I've gotten older and more stressed, used to be almost 100% accurate. It's failing some, so you got to double-check what I say. But they just did it, and I was exactly right there. Okay? I messed up some gun statistics the other day, but I was still overall generally right. And I'm going to go back over that soon with a clarification. But the point is, gun crimes are going way down, and most of it's suicide, and it's a huge red herring that guns are the big threat in this country. But I digress. Joe Biggs is here for this segment and the next, and big Trump insider, shadow, pretty much campaign head advisors joining us, Roger Stone, a flotilla of other guests, a Democratic senator that has switched over to be a Republican's joining us, just a lot more coming up today. But Joe Biggs, the frustration to have ISIS say we're infiltrating in the migrants, to have their imams say we're going to rape your women and take over with a sexual jihad all over the news, to have them say what they're going to do, watch it happen, go over there, prove it, and still have media go, there were no Muslims in the Paris attacks. There were no Muslims in San Bernardino. It's workplace violence. I mean, I pretty much heard that from the Austin police chief, who's a nice guy, yesterday again. I mean, it's political correctness. They feel like if they don't say this, he's racist. I know Arde Saveda's pretty conservative, you know, behind closed doors. But, you know, even he goes along with this. It gets crazier and crazier. And now we'll get into this new report from the Associated Press and the French police where the truth is coming out big time, Joe Biggs.
Well, exactly. The woman who tipped police to the Islamic State commander the November 13th attacks in Paris says that he entered the Paris region with a multinational group of people over 90. So that's 90 people that came in. There was only a few attackers that were involved with that actual attack at the Bataclan Theater and other places right down the road from the Charlie Hebdo attacks just months later. And then, you know, like you said, we even have a president that is coming out and covering up Jesus and Christian things like that. But then he'll stand there and give a speech at a mosque with Allah written in the background all over the place. That shows you right there that there is a cover-up going on, that they're allowing this to happen. You know, we went over there and we spoke to Washington insiders, different people, who said that the reason those attacks happened was simply because of the open border situation and that the ISIS militants were going to use that refugee crisis as a way to exploit that open border, use fake passports, come in and carry out attacks. And yet we're told every day to be loving and accepting of this entire thing. I mean, it's completely and totally ridiculous.
It's a total example of PSYOP that we're being overrun, we're being attacked, they're attacking women. It's total Stone Age totalitarianism, and then we're told we're bad if we don't accept it and then change our free speech and our rights for this radical version of Islam that's taking over Islam itself.
And what I don't understand, there's a guy who actually promotes rape. He's actually going to be in Texas here in the next few days holding a meetup group where he can talk about pro-rape agendas and things like that.
And I want you to go confront him. I know you're already planning.
And that's bad. And the people are mad about that. But it's okay if we allow these migrants to come over, who we've seen the video footage over in Europe, where they are raping women down in subway
areas. Well, they're now saying it's their culture to grab your 9-year-old daughter off the street. They actually say this, so the police are saying, just keep your 9-year-olds in.
Well, they're teaching women to use the force to push these attackers
away. By the way, since I mentioned that, it sounds so insane. When you guys re-pull Paul's article from yesterday and have that video ready, it links to mainstream news in Europe saying don't just vomit or urinate on a man trying to rape you like they teach in the U.S. instead of just pulling out 357 Magnum. No, no, use force beams. Bizarre video. Use the force to stop rape. I guess do a ghost dance, too. That'll bring back your freedom as well. Stay with us, Joe Biggs. We're going to break it all down straight ahead.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes.
So, the million, quote, refugees that the French and German and other governments admit to is probably twice that, generally is, have been brought in just last year alone. There's about half that number the year before and similar the year before. So we're talking 6, 7, 8 million. They claim that 30-something, then 40-something, then 50-something total Syrian refugees have been brought into Texas, but they won't tell the governor where or when in the last year. All I know is there's 321 listed on the Anderson High School website, my alma mater in North Austin, and Ja'Kari Jackson went over there a month and a half ago. Reportedly now there's hundreds more there, but that hasn't been put on their website yet. But they give demographics on the AIC website. We went and checked. The average high school has over 200 from Syria, Libya, or other areas of North Africa right now. And these aren't the people that the Al-Qaeda folks invaded. These are the Al-Qaeda folks now, after they've done looting a lot of them, are now coming here. Some are legitimate refugees, but a lot of them aren't. That's what ISIS promised to do in videos and press releases in February of 2015. Now, by November and December, we saw attacks all over Europe. But they've also been directed to rape the infidels, and it translates out to a nasty word that they use in South Africa today against black people. For some reason, it's the same word. I'm not going to use it. It's like the N-word. And the point is, but it begins with a K, or you also use a C. The point is that the killing of blacks, the raping of women, because according to the Wahhabis, blacks are cursed slaves. Well, the passages call them really racist names, Raisin Head, things like that. It's very evil stuff. And you have to understand, folks, they're not just sexist. They're very, very racist. And it's out of control. And Joe Biggs was on Iraq several tours, Afghanistan several tours, went up against us. And he was telling me what he saw in Europe was scarier than what he saw over there on average. The concentration of the loons. Because there are a lot of folks in these Arab countries and Muslim countries that don't like what's going on and like America, like the West. But it seems like you've got to be an anti-Western scumbag to be let in. So Joe Biggs, getting into the article itself, AP, the ringleader, and now 90 people entering France that they haven't caught yet, admitting that they came in as refugees. We've always known this, but why would it suddenly be in the AP, Joe?
Well, so what happened is the attacker entered the Paris region among a multinational group of 90 extremists that's still scattered in the area. Now, in an interview aired Thursday by RMC Television and confirmed by her lawyer, the woman identified only as Sonia said Abdullah Hamid Aboud was proud of the attack that killed over 130 people in Paris. You know, there was a lot that happened at the Bataclan Theater. They stormed in, shooting people. There was an American band, Eagles of Death Metal, that was playing.
But these were white privileged folks. They deserved it, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, apparently. Sonia was with Aboud's female cousin when they picked him up from a deserted stretch of road outside of Paris to be taken to the hideout in Saint-Denis where he ultimately died. Now, Michael Zimmerman and myself were actually there. We caught footage, actually got pictures of the bodies, all that. So the police went in, raided that whole area, blocked it off, and we were able to sneak around and kind of see what happened.
Right, you got the only footage of that.
But, you know, like they said, there was only a few people involved in that attack. There's still tons more that are in that area waiting. Now, she said he told her he had entered France without documents among a group of the 90 that included both Europeans and Arabs. So there, you know, that it's not just Europeans, it's not just French. There are Arabs coming from outside of that area into that area. And they were using that refugee crisis. They were using fake passports. We've seen those reports as well.
And we've known this since day one. I mean, I just said this was their plan. They've done it. But they played on the numbers. It's like these Air Force bases. I have mainstream articles going, it appears thousands are being brought into the airbase outside of San Francisco, but we will not be given the details. We've been asking for months, and there's just hundreds every few days arriving. They bring them in. If it's 300 and something at the high school that I went to in just the last year, but they say it's only 50-something in the whole state of Texas, how big do you think the numbers really are, Joe?
I mean, you got to look at it this way. Every time I fly. I spent 3 days here last week. Every time I go through security, I'm patted down, I'm harassed, my bags have to be gone through. But we're getting reports out of JFK or whatever up in New York where they're just letting people out. They're letting them fly through without any kind of documentation.
Oh, that's confirmed.
Yes.
Plane load after plane load after plane load just landing from anywhere.
So without,
you say, you just walk on through.
So without documentation, how can we really tell how bad it truly is?
And that's the big secret here. Leave us alone then, okay? Don't try to grope my children or me when I fly, when they know full well who I am. They'll even say, oh, hi, Alex, and then go yep. grope me and pull, dig, what's this? It's a camera, moron. You've got my ID. You ran me through a database. I have no criminal record. I'm not calling for violence. Leave me alone! Well, you know what? It came out 5 years ago. They let the Saudi Arabians through without messing with their hoods. I want you to finish up on this, Joe. Bottom line, what you think's going on when we come back, and we're segueing straight to our guest, Roger Stone, the huge Trump insider. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Average weight loss in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are messing around with Mr. Stone's Skype right now. I'm going to go to the phone, going back to him here in about 4 or 5 minutes. Big Trump insider to break down the latest on the establishment's campaign to torpedo Donald Trump. It has never been more blaringly obvious the establishment is scared to death, as white as a sheet, of the great orange pumpkin king, Donald Trump, who does have the eye of the tiger. That's why he's orange, big old tiger, folks. Joe Biggs is here, really serious news. He's going to finish up with Paris attackers. Leader said he entered France in group of 90 Associated Press, confirming everything we've said, what ISIS said. It's just a fact. But before we go any further, we are running a special on the introduction of a new flagship product, Anthroplex. which is obviously designed to counter the epidemic of andropause in men that just happens incrementally. The average 40-year-old man, if you look it up in the West, has half to a third the testosterone that they're supposed to have. That's part of the feminization, the chemicals and the food, the water. This is designed to be a base product taken once to twice daily to then supercharge what the product super male or super female vitality do. And, of course, Anthroplex works for men and women. There are different formulas for men and women with super male and super female vitality. We're introducing Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulated for men. Anthroplex synergistically works with super male vitality by using key ingredients that you've been asking for, like horny goat, wheat, zinc, orotate, and newly balanced blend of other organic herbs. It's an amazing list. Anthroplex was created to help restore your masculine foundation and stimulate vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. And for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off on both the products and free shipping, a huge discount. Start fighting back and rebuilding your foundation. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Anthroplex before we sell out of this limited time run. That's InfoWarsLife.com for the new product. We've got a lot of other specials as well at InfoWarsLife.com or, again, 888-253-3139. Now, before we go to Roger Stone, the big Trump insider, formerly the head of his campaign, to break down the inside baseball of what's going on. And I don't really need too much inside baseball to know what's going on. Now Marco Rubio has surged to number two in New Hampshire from nowhere. Now magically Cruz is in trouble. They want to get rid of Cruz and Trump, folks. And Cruz played that dirty trick with the whole Ben Carson deal. We're going to be breaking it all down coming up with Mr. Stone here in a moment. But going back to Joe Biggs, again, I cannot make a big enough deal about this. I was already planning to have you in today. I'm glad when I got here, you were saying, hey, look, Associated Press, 90 sleeper cell folks came in with this individual that commanded the Paris attacks who himself was a foreigner. Of course they're all foreigners. How dare them sit up and say the French did this or the Germans did this or it's German men groping and raping women and pooping in the pool. When you look at all the videos, it's a bunch of out-of-control, frothing jihadis that would have just been street gangs killing their own people months before.
And we're supposed to be accepting that. And we're supposed to sit here and watch what's happening over in Europe and then allow that to happen here without saying anything. Like you said, we're supposed to just bend over backwards for what is going on and just allow it to happen.
Or literally bend over.
And if we, yeah, exactly. And if we get on social media, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Angela Merkel have linked up together talking about how they want to ban any kind of anti-Islamic speech or anything like that. But now you have in Daily Mail, German police arrest three Islamist terrorists during raids at buildings, including asylum seeker centers, after tip-off of planned severe attacks of violence. Continues to happen. It's continuing to happen. They said over 450 officers in raids across Germany were hunting four Algerians linked to ISIS. A woman and two Algerian men have been taken into custody. One man arrested was wanted for training at an ISIS terror camp in Syria. But we're supposed to ignore that, pretend like it's not happening, cover up Jesus, just not even question the fact that our president is going to mosque, giving speeches, denying Christianity. You know, and
promoting. Well, I'm sure he gets up and did a speech criticizing radical Christians. We even put a compilation together, like before Christmas, any Christian holiday, he badmouths Christians.
So it's happened numerous times.
What is the agenda? I mean, this is insane.
This, you know, what's happening? You know, scratch a lie, find a thief. You know, we're finding out who this man really is. I do believe he is a Muslim, and he is trying to push that stuff. I don't think it's any other thing than that.
Well,
I believe
he is a Muslim, and he is a Wahhabist who is funding a jihad, not just against Christians, but against other Muslim groups. So even if he's not physically a Muslim, he might as well be, because he's helping radical Islam engage in mass murder. Look at Syria.
I mean, he aids and abets them. I mean, he's dropping off weapons to them. He's allowing this stuff to happen. They're giving bad intel to Air Force pilots, so they think that they're dropping this stuff to so-called moderates, when in fact it's actually ISIS. And then you go out and see these videos, these pictures, these reports, when you see these ISIS jihadis running around with, you know, 240 Bravos, which is like an American machine gun, or, you know, a SAW, which is a squad automatic weapon.
What about the fact that they reported, oh, ISIS knows how to build Stingers now? Then you read the article, it's Stingers the U.S. gave them. They're just updating the battery.
Yeah.
Our government is run by criminals. Obama is aiding and abetting ISIS. And the only candidate really talking about that now is Donald Trump. Thank you, Joe Biggs.
Thank you.
That is Joe Biggs, former staff sergeant, highly decorated U.S. Army. And we point that out when he gets into ISIS and al-Qaeda, because he is a ground-level expert on it, to, again, report on what's happening and unfolding. Now we are joined by the man that formerly headed up the strategy for Donald Trump's campaign. He's a best-selling author, researcher. We sell many of his books at InfoWarsStore.com for many years. But his latest book deals with the sex crimes of Bill Clinton and how his wife Hillary has been defending those. He's got a new book coming out on the Bushes as well. But before we get to that, he's also been exposing Ted Cruz. And we saw a dirty trick with Ted Cruz the other night. Undoubtedly, his campaign repeatedly tweeting that Ben Carson had quit, leaving off the end part of CNN, quit that night and gone home, hadn't quit the campaign trail, to try to get folks, obviously, to swing over to the Cruz campaign. But getting away from that, I want him to give us his breakdown of that. Going to New Hampshire, we see Marco Rubio suddenly surging, because all the media says is, Rubio surging, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. Is that to cover up electioneering, staging elections, or is that to create kind of a perception that he's winning? Mr. Stone has worked inside the campaigns of 9 administrations. He's worked inside 3 different White Houses. He's run pro-American campaigns around the world as well. So he is a preeminent election expert. I mean, he's actually won more elections and involved in more serious stuff than somebody like a Karl Rove or a David Gergen, in my view. And so that's obviously why he's one of the top advisors to Donald Trump. And he backs Trump because he believes he's the only true anti-establishment candidate. If you see the demonization, if you see Davos attacking Trump, the Bilderberg Group attacking Trump, the editor of the Financial Times of London saying anybody but Trump, and their money going against Trump, how could you not support Trump? But separate from that, now Hillary and what's happening with her, so much to go over in just the 15 minutes or so that we have with Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. Roger, I know you're a very, very busy man. Thank you for coming on with us today.
Alex, I'm always honored to be with you, because you cut right through the BS and you get right to the important stuff. And let's face it, there's a lot going on today.
Wow. Well, you heard me throw out a few of the pieces. What's most important? What should we focus on first?
Well, I do think that Trump is on to something here. What was done to him in Iowa is insidious. Look, dirty tricks are something I know a little bit about, and this is a little more precision than people realize. The Cruz people willfully planted a story on CNN, on MSNBC, that Ben Carson was getting out of the race. Prior to that, they had prepared, through an enormously expensive targeting and voter identification program, a list of the phone numbers and emails of those who were for Carson. Those people were then contacted in the hours before the caucus and told, CNN has reported Carson is getting out, switch your vote to Cruz. Now, just a shift of 3 votes per precinct from Carson to Cruz would have cheated Donald Trump out of his first-place finish, which is precisely what I think happened. Now, the other thing I learned after enormous examination was how underprepared the Trump campaign was on the ground in Iowa. In all honesty, they ran a third-rate campaign. They did not have the kind of infrastructure and financing that they needed to identify and target their votes. So Trump's incredible showing in Iowa, despite those 2 disadvantages, shows me again that there's something spontaneous and natural and real about the Trump phenomenon.
I agree. This is a giant vindication, because despite dirty tricks, despite no ground game, despite having a campaign team that, isn't as professional as some. He still came in a dominant second, should have been a huge landslide first place.
Yes, I think that's a very good recap. So it speaks to the inherent strength of Trump. Now, historically, let's look at this. Ronald Reagan skipped the last debate in Iowa, was very controversial. He was criticized for it. He bounced back in New Hampshire. He then won South Carolina, which was, by the way, moved to the Saturday before the other Southern primaries by some of my colleagues and I. And then he won South Carolina, meaning he was set up to sweep the South, the nomination, and the presidency. History can repeat itself here. Trump can win in New Hampshire. I wish that he were there instead of South Carolina and Arkansas this week. I don't call those shots. But he does still have a strong lead. Here's what's most interesting. The guy crawling up his back, according to an unaligned but very reliable pollster that I just hung up with, one of the giants in Republican politics, a guy who has no axe to grind, tells me Trump is still number one in New Hampshire, but Rubio is indeed moving up fast, based, as you said, on the reports in the media that he's moving up fast. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy here. But the order of finish right now, if it were held today in New Hampshire, would be Trump first, Rubio second, and Cruz a distant third, with Ben Carson then fourth. So Rubio's the man to watch. The Carson candidacy, pardon me, the Cruz candidacy, in my opinion, Alex, has reached its high water mark in Iowa.
How big a game changer was it that he pulled that dirty trick? And it's done so slickly, where they take the front part of a CNN report, cut the end off, clearly had it all pre-planned when they got attacked, to then come out and claim it was all a misunderstanding. They covered their tracks a little too cleanly. It's a little too open and shut. It's blaring what they did when you read the five or six tweets and statements.
Yeah, did it shift three votes per precinct? It very well may have. At a minimum, though, it has negated his victory. He has had no bump. He, Ted Cruz, has gotten no bump in the polls in New Hampshire. I think his victory has now been sullied. Is Iowa going to have a do-over? No. Is there going to be a lawsuit? No. But Cruz doesn't get the momentum out of this that might normally be expected because of the circumstances of this revealed dirty trick. Again, the establishment is rallying around Rubio. Chris Christie, John Kasich, and the worst of all, Jeb Bush, these candidacies are moribund. They're done. Rubio is where the establishment is putting their money, where they're putting their oomph. And frankly, at this point, he is the man for Donald Trump to be.
Well, one more thing I like about Donald Trump is he's smart, his crew's smart, you're smart. If you guys wanted to run this type of classical dirty trick, you probably could have done this and gotten a bunch of Carson votes, but you didn't do it. And so, plus I'm seeing these ads, Trump talked about this, where Trump wants your guns, or Trump is for Obamacare, or when everybody knows he's been against Obamacare from the start. I mean, they're really pulling out the lies right now, and that segues into, once you speak to that, sir, I think more than just push polling we know is happening in New Hampshire, more than just the self-fulfilling prophecy of Marco Rubio surging every channel, you know, he gets the establishment money, Microsoft backing him, Goldman Sachs, all the usual players, is that they may be getting ready to pull some hanky-panky in New Hampshire and are just trying to sell the public that Rubio comes from nowhere and maybe even beats Trump, or he comes in second, as they're now saying in many polls coming out today, and so they can then position him as the new leader to try to destroy Trump. So obviously, he's the guy to take down, and he's so easy to take down because this guy is about as conservative as Hillary Clinton when you really get to his whole history and his whole past. I mean, I am just... Marco Rubio is just a piece of work. So, you know, that's quite a mouthful, but what do you say to that, sir?
Well, I think you've got it exactly right. Look, the Rubio people haven't been shy about this. Their strategy has always been 3-2-1. Third place in Iowa, second place in New Hampshire, first place in South Carolina. They've revealed their game plan. And they're well positioned right now to pull that off. I don't want to undersell Marco Rubio in terms of talent. He is a very capable salesman, and he puts the best face on being a neocon, being a warmonger, than I've ever seen. He makes you feel patriotic about the fact that we should go off and march off and send men and women to war in countries where we have no inherent interest, and it's really just being done to feed the munitions manufacturers. But he puts a very compelling face on it. Don't underestimate this guy. He's far more dangerous than, say, Jeb Bush, because he's far more compelling. But I don't think his rise in New Hampshire is artificial. It's real. He is coalescing the establishment people, the establishment Republican voters, who like things just the way they are today, who would be happier with a Republican Congress and a President Hillary Clinton if the alternative is Donald Trump. You put your finger on it, Alex. The folks at Davos, the people on Wall Street, the lobbyist consulting class in Washington, they are wetting their pants about the idea of a reform presidency under Donald Trump. Oh, my God, a guy we can't buy, a guy we can't bully, a guy who suspects the truth about 9/11, a guy who is going to call fraud on all of the machinations of the political establishment. He really could be a revolutionary figure, and he has scared the daylights out of the insiders.
There's the headline, Top Bilderberg Global Elite Must Stop Donald Trump, and that is the Financial Times of London's editor, who is basically their mouthpiece, a guy that calls for totalitarian world government. In articles like "And Now for World Government," but it's not just hype. I mean, you got Barry Goldwater. I think that's Barry Goldwater in that painting behind you, don't you?
Yes, indeed.
Now, folks that don't know who he was, who were younger, don't follow politics. He was the proto Ron Paul. I mean, would have made an amazing president, and free market type guy, the whole nine yards. Spoke out against the Trilateral Commission, the plan to take over America, the globalist. Really, Reagan was kind of, I would say, his protege to a great extent. That's whose knee he sat at. And they sold it because Goldwater was against all these wars and garbage, a true Republican, a true constitutionalist in George Washington, that he was going to start a nuclear war and the big mushroom cloud and kill everybody. And that's exactly what they say with Trump. He'll cause a big disaster. He's a big warmonger when he's against all these different wars. So it's an inversion of reality. What do we do? Because obviously I don't think he's really slipped since what happened in Iowa, but it could in some people's brain with this talking point, his infallibility, his invincibility aura shield is down. It's down. He's falling. Rubio's rising. I mean, it's a horse race. This isn't a horse race. How do we make sure this doesn't happen? Point out that Rubio looks like he's too young. They're letting him come in. That he's got a bunch of dirt in his closet, and he's designed to fall to Hillary. Because, folks, I'm no top expert like you, but I've been watching this stuff for 30 years, on air for 20, Mr. Stone. And to me, if you put Rubio in, he is going to make sure Hillary wins one way or another, probably a ringer, and everybody deserves what they get then. Because we're not going to have separation of powers with Hillary. She's going to go for broke and take over. I know I'm ranting. Am I wrong or am I right?
No, I think you're right. Look, I think the easiest way to address the question of Marco Rubio vis-a-vis Donald Trump is to point out that Rubio is funded by a cabal of Wall Street billionaires, Paul Singer, Sheldon Adelson, the Koch brothers, and billionaire car dealer Norman Braman. Marco's wife is on Braman's payroll in what I suspect is a no-show job. Marco does not have the independence that it would take to bring the fundamental reform that America needs to save ourselves. So he's a quisling. He's a very talented guy. By the way, he's a very nice fellow. I was in the green room at Fox with him last week. He was very cordial. We're both Floridians. I voted for him in his race against Charlie Crist, who was a rhino, who was at that time a Republican in name only. But Marco Rubio doesn't have the experience, doesn't have the seasoning, doesn't have the executive ability of a Donald Trump. Trump is a guy who's built a multi-billion-dollar business.
When you see Rubio give these speeches, they're exactly cadence like a 10-year-old at a school play who's memorized it. Reminds me of my 11-year-old daughter at a school play. She does a great job, but it's memorized. I mean, I'm not being mean. He just...
He just comes off as amateurish. He's not going to become the president, folks. If you don't vote for Trump in New Hampshire and in South Carolina, it's a vote for Hillary Clinton. So all you fake Republicans out there, if you don't do this, I mean, you're the morons.
Look, I totally agree. Trump's problem here is a fundamental one, and that is before he can dispatch Marco Rubio, he must first dispose of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz at this point has no prospect of being the nominee. And although I have to admit, I was initially very impressed with Ted and his current rhetoric and his brief record in the U.S. Senate, when I dug in further, everything I found was troubling. He was a top issue advisor to George W. Bush. It was Ted Cruz who recruited John Roberts to the Bush team. John Roberts, as Supreme Court Justice, would ultimately give us Obamacare. Ted went to Harvard and Princeton. Not many conservatives coming out of there. I'm just saying, as he would say. His wife, Heidi, deputy NSC director to Condoleezza Rice, then deputy U.S. trade representative to Robert Zealot, where she worked on our current China trade policy. By the way, Alex, those things are airbrushed out of her wiki biography like they never happened. Then she goes on to work for Goldman Sachs. And it turns out that the Cruises have a secret sweetheart loan from Goldman Sachs to finance his Senate race. And then Ted lies and says, no, no, the money to finance my Senate race came from my wife cashing out her retirement. But there was no cash out of her retirement.
Turns out it's a loan.
Now we learn that Heidi Cruz is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, where she worked on some of their crazy lefty one world government schemes. Bottom line, I just don't trust Ted Cruz. I don't really believe that he's a conservative. I think he's a self-styled Trojan horse with a very short record as a conservative to position him solely for this race. He is an insider acting like an outsider.
So he could be the ultimate sleeper operative.
I think he's the Canadian Manchurian candidate. He's in this race right now to draw votes from Donald Trump so that Donald Trump can fall to Marco Rubio. It's a 1-2 play. I'm sorry, I just don't buy the idea that Ted Cruz is committed to the liberty agenda. He's committed to the CFR agenda, to the Goldman Sachs agenda.
What do we do then? I mean, look, obviously we get your book, put that on screen. We sell it. We bought a bunch of them. They're selling out. Infowarsstore.com. Jeb and the Bush crime family, it's now available. But we also have his book on the Clinton's war on women. Give this to these women we talk to that say, I'm voting for her because she's a woman, period. It's going to be a war, folks, to get the information out. Get out there. Vote in these primaries. Speak out. Trump is still the leader. But the brainwashing has gone into high gear. He's got to win New Hampshire big. You got to talk to folks in that state and just say, look, the whole establishment's against Trump. It's real. It's not rhetoric. The money's against him. You're idiots if you don't support Trump. It's so obvious. Some people, a minority of them, say, Alex, you never endorse candidates. You know, why are you just frothing over Trump? Look, I was invited to hang out with Bush when he was a governor and to be part of that stuff. I was invited by the Clintons early on. They try to get everybody to be on their team. I didn't join Clinton because they invited me to go to some event that Clinton was going to be at when I was 23 years old. I'm not joining Trump because he came on my show. It's because I see the whole system's against him. I mean, do people just need to understand that it's obvious this is going on?
Let me lay this out for you. I really believe that Hillary Clinton can be defeated. But she cannot be defeated the way, say, John McCain took on Barack Obama, traveling all over the United States talking about what a great guy and what a great senator Barack Obama was. To beat Hillary, you've got to get right up in her grill.
You have to destroy her.
Confront her with her role as an accessory after the fact in threatening and intimidating and bullying Bill's sexual assault victims. You have to get right up in her grill on her disastrous tenure as Secretary of State, where she has in essence functioned as an operative for the Muslim Brotherhood, betraying our allies in the Middle East and setting up our enemies. And then lastly, you have to go after the epic corruption of the Clinton Foundation. Now, Donald Trump is uniquely positioned to do that. Why? Because he gave $125,000 to the Clinton Foundation, believing that he was giving to a charity. He didn't know they were going to
steal. Mr. Stone, I know you've got to go soon. 70-second break. Come back for 5 minutes and finish up if you can. Stay with us, folks. Second hour straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is so important. The whole establishment's against Trump for real. So if you're against him, you're with the establishment. This is not rocket science, people.